My name is Fran Reynolds, and this show is all about the future. We have made a new Carousel Radio time machine, and we're going to visit the future. Where should we go first, Ewan?
Well, I think we'll go to the year 2020 and we'll see what happens.
Let's go!
Hey, let's go! Woohoo, it's time for this!
Fresh on the rail, can we happy be a bit? Born with na na go down, na go dip. Come fist and blow, not be deep talk. Futuristic, we so futuristic. A forward, we say ever optimistic. Pull it like a ball and make we clap it like a beast. Ember naturally realistic.
I'm hungry now. Can I order a pizza?
Yes, you can.
What is your order?
Pepperoni and cheese.
Your order will be with you in 5 minutes.
Oh, God. These pizzas are delicious.
Futuristic, we're so futuristic. A forward, we say ever optimistic. Pull it like a ball and make we clap it like a beat. Naturalistic, mystic, yeah we. Futuristic, we're so futuristic. A forward, we say ever optimistic. Pull it like a ball and make we clap it like a big six. Let them know. Futuristic, we're so futuristic. A forward, we say ever optimistic. Pull it like a ball and make we clap it like a big six.
I would just like to say that this story was inspired by Mr. David, who is an inspiration to me. Now I am famous because of Mr. David. If it wasn't for Mr. David, I would never have recorded for Carousel. Now I am famous like my sister. Thank you everybody who made this possible. The Future by Johnny Schachter. Since Johnny Schachter reversed the aging process, it was now the year 2047, and David was now 16 years old. Johnny is now 15 years old, and everybody at Carousel is either in their early or mid-teens. David shouted, "Can we have a party with lots of food and beer?" "Sure," everybody said. So the following day, there was a delivery consisting of smoked salmon and cream cheese on bagels, multitudes of potato salad, and stuffed cabbage rolls with sour cream. "Oh boy," shouted David, "my favorite." Someone shouted, "Sorry that we did not deliver any beer, but we could not take any chances since we know what David is like when he gets intoxicated. He starts laughing uncontrollably." "Don't say mean things about me," shouted David. "I am not an alcoholic." In walks Johnny Schachter's dad, who has been resurrected. Johnny Schachter shouted, "Dad, you're alive. I'm so happy." "Johnny," says Mel, who is Johnny's dad, "you reverse the aging process. That's why I'm only 32 years old and your mum is here."
This is a we are.
"Johnny," says Mum. "Mum," says Johnny, and continues, "you don't look a day over 40. "David," says Johnny, "I want you to meet my mum and dad." David shouts, "Hi, Dr. Schachter. Hi, Mrs. Schachter. Johnny talks a lot about you. He only says nice things about you." Dr. Schachter replies, "Have you been drinking again, David?" "I'm sorry to talk about your alcohol problem," says Joe, "but I think that Dr. Schachter, who is a qualified psychiatrist, can help you." David shouts, "I am not an alcoholic." So Mrs. Schachter says, "You do not have to get ratty about it. You could drink juice or milk. Have you ever thought of drinking water?" David is getting very hot-headed, so Joe throws a bucket of cold water on him. "Hey, I am awake." Mrs. Schachter says, "Are you now sober?" David is so annoyed and is about to strike her but is immediately beamed onto the USS Starship Enterprise. Captain Cook, shocked, says, "Who the heck are you? Get off my starship. Who invited you?" Dr. McCoy shouts, "Oh, hi, Mr. David. I can help you with your drinking problem." David shouts out, "Why is everyone bothering me? Get off my case. And who are all of you?" "I know Dr. McCoy from university when I was in medical school. And you, who is the guy with the pointed ears?" Mr. Spock replied, "You make me cry. You say mean things about me. I think I'm going to cry." Captain Cook interjects, "Now look, you are upsetting everybody. You will have to be beamed back to Earth somewhere where you will not upset anybody." So David is beamed back to Earth and has head first down the chimney into Johnny Schachter's house. The manager of the group home is very alarmed when she sees him and says, "I'm afraid that you will have to leave since there are no vacancies. You cannot just barge in. However, I can give you an application form if you want to move in." David shouts, "What is going on? For the whole day, everything has gone wrong. Please, I've had a rough day. Oh, woe is me. Maybe I'm having a nightmare. No, this is the real world, Mr. David. Have you been drinking?" In a fit of anger, David dashes out of the house, dashes to the train station, and back to Carousel, where he breaks the door down. He falls asleep on the couch. The following morning, he feels better, and everything is back to normal. The end.
The Carousel Time Machine has landed in 2037 in New York. Aliens live amongst human beings.
Oh my god, here's one now.
Breaking, earthlings are coming, peace. I'm going for a diamond burger.
So can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're doing here today, Luke?
Well, I'm Luke, and what I'm doing is I'm just hiding out here in another voice conference, you know, just having fun.
So what's your top goal for the future, Luke?
My top goal is to become a songwriter, you know, writing song for celebrities and, yeah.
So what sort of music would you write, Luke?
Well, I like music like country rock, rock and roll, so...
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
How will that be easier for people with learning disability in the future?
It would be easier if they can understand them, see how they feel, what their opinion is, and hope to speak out for them, to support them.
My name is Chloe, and I'm here today on the Learning Disability Voices Network.
So what do you think life for people with a learning disability will be like in the future, then?
I think that if people, you know, just stood and took stand and listened to what we hopefully put out there, the future should be a better place. And also, I'm hoping to start up my own football club, i.e. Transgender and Learning Disability Football Club, because a lot of people don't think that people with transgender and learning disabilities can play football, but we can. Because I've done, with Albion and the community, a level 1 and a level 2 coaching course. It's called the Sports Leadership Course, and they really, really helped. I've got a mild learning difficulty. I don't know how to spell most things. So, yeah, it really helped, and I just want to be there and start up and own my own football team and hopefully put it out there and show people we are there and we can help.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're doing here today, Phil?
I'm 22 and I work at St. John's. I'm a learner at St. John's and I'm here to enjoy myself and just enjoy the company of all these people.
What's your top goal for the future, Phil?
To be a vet.
What sort of animals are you looking after? Are you going to look after some animals?
Yeah, all sorts. Fish, dogs, cats.
Yeah.
Every animal that you find in a farm or a pet shop.
Even the rabbits?
Yeah.
So what do you think life for people with a learning disability will be like in the future, Philip?
Good. It should be easier and more simple. People with learning disabilities sometimes get bullied in schools and out in the public, but being disabled isn't a bad thing. It makes you yourself and it makes you unique and stand out in a crowd.
I'm Ben. The top goal for the future is like it happens in the music and the concert when it happens, like in a parade, and it is.
So what sort of instrument do you play? Do you play in that sort of duo or band?
Well, I was doing the bass drums.
What are your other ambitions for the future, Ben, as a band?
Ollie or Tim will let me make music like Grandpapa music. And if we're in the summer season, it's about singing. We do like to be beside the seaside.
My name's Anthony. My favourite myself, I like doing like hobbies-wise. I like doing artwork. I like watching movies. And I'm really good at doing office work and all that.
What's your top goal for the future, Anthony?
Working at Odeon, working in the tail, working in Chet's room, keen in the cinema.
What do you think life for people with a learning disability will be like in the future, Anthony?
More help and more people start to support them. It's help people who can't speak properly, help people to speak better and clearly.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
It's the year 2117. And a time machine has landed in Australia.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. The most popular form of entertainment is robo kangaroo kickboxing.
Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Hands in the face, mate.
Skippy Bruno is the champion after defeating a local celebrity TV Mano.
Bruno! I'm gonna kick his face off.
No!
I'm David on DJ Ringtone. This is my gadget review. In 2117, 133 years old. Forgive me if I forget things. First brand new DJ equipment. The Hologram 700 DJ controller. No wires in this one. The big touch screen. You control music by touching the screen. You touch different colours, it made different sounds, played different songs. For you scratching as well. It glows in the dark, don't need any disco lights. I turned it upright loud, plays the music in old people's home. It was amazing. I recommend it. 10 out of 10!
Yay!
Next, it new iPhone 800. Brr, 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 brr. Telephone ringing. Implanted in our hands. Underneath the skin. Charge a battery in your heart. Your heart will charge your hand and the phone up. I used it.
Bowser!
4 out of 5.
Yay!
Finally, home entertainment. Old-fashioned records, they come back, you can buy them in shops. You can buy old gramophone record players made in 1903 at car boot sales. You wind them up and they play. Wheel-to-wheel tape players, old back in fashion. Problem is, tape will cost £500. Thank you for listening to my gadget show. I'm DJ Ringtone. Goodbye and see you later.
This is the weather report from the year 2065.
Sponsored by the Carousel Space Crew, making the impossible possible.
This morning for 6 a.m. a bit of mist and fog. So put your clear vision glasses on if you are speeding along on your motorpad. This afternoon is going to be wet. So get your weather remote controls out if you want to stay dry and unwet. This evening there will also be thunder and lightning and a hurricane coming in into the north, so send the kids outside so they can enjoy the jetpacks.
This is Fran Reynolds and this is how I think people will live in the future. In the future, families will live in big posh houses with a swimming pool and balconies. Transport will be electric cars and buses replaced with trams on roads instead of tram lines. Electric cars are quieter than petrol cars and buses. They are better for the environment. In the future, pets will be cats, as cats can go out and explore. Also, rabbits and guinea pigs to be kept in pens. The most popular dogs will be pugs because they are cute.
Fib or fact?
Truths and lies.
Spot the lies.
Listen to the amazing facts.
Welcome to Fact or Fib with a Twist. Each member of the radio team will answer fact or fib to three statements each, but they must be quick as they have just 30 seconds to do it in. This month is all about the future. Fran, we start with you. You ready?
Yeah.
And start the clock, please. In 50,000 years' time, there will be another ice age. Is that a fact or a fib?
That's a fib.
That's a fact. The year 52,017, we will see another ice age. The last one ended 15,000 years ago. In the first draft of the film Back to the Future, Marty and Doc's time machine was a telephone box. Fact or a fib?
That's a fact, because I've never seen it before.
No, it's a fib. It was in fact an old refrigerator. By 2099, the average person will work just 20 hours a week. Fact or a fib?
That's a fact.
It's a fact. The growth of computer development and artificial intelligence will see us working less hours. How many did you get, Fran?
1 point.
So, Dava, are you ready then?
Yes, I am.
Let's start the clock, please. After the next ice age in 50,000 years, the Earth will be covered in boiling hot tea. Is that a fact or a fib?
That's a fib.
Yes, it's a fib. In 100,000 years' time, the Earth will suffer its first super volcanic eruption and be covered in boiling hot lava. Fact or fib? In the original draft of Back to the Future, Marty and Doc travel through time with a dog. Is that a fib? Is that a fact or a fib?
That's a fib.
Yeah, it's a fib. It was actually a chimpanzee. By 2049, robots could replace people as carers and companions for older people. Is that a fact or a fib?
As a fib.
It's a fact. Robots may also be popular amongst the lonely and socially anxious who can develop relationships without the fear or hang-ups normally associated with humans. Davit, what was your score, mate?
2.
So Davit has 2 points and Fran has 1 point.
I won.
Fran, as a forfeit, you have to travel to the future and face the Daleks in a battle.
Oh no!
It's Dominic!
Go away, Daleks!
This is Carousel Radio, you are exterminated!
Join us next time for another Fact or Fib when the team will be outside.
Fib or fact?
Truths and lies.
Spot the lies.
Listen to the amazing facts.
We had to take the time machine back to the rental place now before it runs out of fuel. So we're back in present-day Brighton. Here's Carousel musician Ryan O'Donovan celebrating 10 years of in music and looking ahead to the future.
Long and like to make it to this point in time that I did not want to miss.
Hello, this is Ryan O'Donovan, guitarist and vocalist in Beat Express, Zombie Crash, and I'm also a solo musician in my own time. Yeah, it's 10 years ago to May 24th, 2007, the date in which I first performed to people musically at my Leavers Day assembly for the class of 2007 in Chailey School. It's where it all began for me when I did this cover of a song that I'd heard on WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2006. Yeah, just me and also a backing lead guitarist who was in my form. And it was intended as a way of giving a positive closure to my time in Shady School, not just escape it and be like, oh, I'm glad to finally be away from all this bullying and social isolation from people not fitting in. I wanted something more positive. I wanted a more positive conclusion, memorable conclusion than that. And, you know, yeah, it worked. It was worth it for that for that, it's our moment of acceptance from others. So there have been many highlights in the 10 years it's been of performing now. Probably the biggest performance right now would be, well, a four-way tie between all the gigs of the Pertti Kurken Nimi Päivät and Zombie Crash Tour, because that to me just encompasses every bit of enjoyment of being a performer and getting your music out there and taking it to new places. Yeah, certainly the best moment for Zombie Crash. I mean, if I was to judge, it's based on looking at Beat Express. I'd probably have to go with the performance in Ireland. The performance at the European Song Festival solo. I'm not so sure. Off the top of my head, I'd say a real highlight is last year at the Squids Club, Heart and Soul Squids Club up in Deptford, because, you know, it was my first solo performance at a gig in London, which I had to go through a lot of organising for to get myself up there and about and give it a good performance, which I felt connected with the people there really well. You know, as far as the future goes, I just want to get back to more journeying about and performances, and not just in the Brighton and Hove area. I want to go out and about, you know, whether it's with Beat Express or Zombie Crash, or if somehow I'm able to do it solo. I want to do more of that and try and leave an impact with these people in newer places. And that's the key, newer places, keep it fresh and original. Maybe collaborating with somebody. Yeah, no, I love collaborations. The second solo album and then the cover album I did, there was one song on each of them which I collaborated with another woman, and I wouldn't mind more of that with some other artist or maybe member of another band.
Stand up for yourself. Speak up for yourself.
As for how life may improve for learning disabled people, I think a real step for improvement would be if they could if they got more of what they deserve than benefits. Well, if society keeps going as it is now, then there'll be a lot more understanding in the future, because I think they've been doing a good job of that. You know, because there's more news articles about autism cases. Also, now there are some general predictions here for the future.
We will be able to control the weather.
And then make Storm from the X-Men seem like not a very credible character.
One single worldwide currency.
Well, I suppose that would make it nice and easy, especially for us in the UK during the Brexit period.
We will all be wired to computers to make our brains work faster.
Yeah, I'm not so sure of that, allowing for systems that just are what they are to just enter our minds and control us. Look, if there was a danger of minds being warped, I'd say that was it.
There will only be three languages in the world: English, Spanish, and Mandarin.
Someone isn't very accepting of other people's languages.
Space elevators will make space travel cheap and easy.
Well, I don't know what flaws you're going to find up in space, but, okay.
Futuristic, we're so futuristic.
That's the end of the show. Thanks to St. John's College, Johnny Shakhtar, and Ryan O'Donovan. You can listen and subscribe to our shows by searching for Carousel Radio on Podomatic.com and iTunes. Our next show, we will be going outside in the Outside Special. Thank you also to Basil Ranks and Peppery. Their song was called So Futuristic.
Futuristic, we're so futuristic. I buy what is ever optimistic. What it like a man, I make me clap it like a big stick.
Radio.